MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, April 17, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Bourne. Today's headlines, former harbormaster claims wrongful termination. Salem tour guides may face additional scrutiny. There's a candidates forum tonight in Danvers. And Beverly Bootstraps continues to increase services. We'll have additional news updates from around the North Shore as well.
I'm Bill Newell, and a bit later in sports, you'll hear from a Salem High pitcher who hurled a shutout yesterday in Peabody. Rick?
All right, thanks, Bill. Mostly sunny, upper 40s today, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 7:57 p.m. Ethan Foreman is reporting in today's Gloucester Times that former harbormaster Thomas T.J. Shimotaro says he was wrongfully terminated in the wake of revelations by Mayor Greg Verga of wrongdoing by the Harbormaster's office regarding forged signatures on standard contracts for two grant programs from the State Division of Marine Fisheries totaling $24,000. Shimotaro published a prepared statement that came on the same day Gloucester District Court confirmed a criminal complaint had been issued by the police department against the former shellfish warden. The city of Salem is working on a new proposal regarding licensed tour guides. Dustin Luca reports in today's Salem News that the mayor's office came forward with a new proposal to increase enforcement to keep pace with the growing number of tour guides. However, at the city council's most recent meeting, there was vocal opposition from the tour guide community regarding the proposal. Council President Ty Hapworth says that this is the start of a very long process. Candidates in Danvers running for the select board will be discussing issues tonight on Danvers Community Access Television. The candidate forum begins tonight at 6 p.m. The candidates are Michael Bean, Dutrache Diolo, Matthew Duggan, and Gardner Trask. Sue Gabriel, the executive director of Beverly Bootstraps, presented an update on the organization last night to the Beverly City Council. One of the areas of growing need is affordable housing.
Folks are coming in at almost an alarming rate right now. And I know this is not, it's not a new story, and multiple factors are coming together to create this. Obviously, we are coming out of the pandemic still. A lot of that federal assistance has now gone away for folks. The cost of housing is incredibly high. And as we all know, when we go to the grocery store, everything else has gone up as well. So people are really, really feeling pinched.
Gabriel adds that their longstanding commitment of offering food has seen the demand for that service continue to grow.
But you can see the last 3 years in a row, the incredible increase. We've more than doubled, almost tripled in the number of client visits that our team is seeing, and we've definitely doubled the number of households that are coming to us for this kind of assistance. So again, it's a little alarming for us. As most of you probably know, we started as a food pantry. That was, food insecurity was the reason that we started this organization over 30 years ago. And certainly it is much needed these days. Our demand has more than doubled. We have an average of over 100 visits every day that we're open. We're open 4 days a week. And so we're doing easily more than 400 households every week. And that is astounding for us. I've been doing this work for almost 16 years. I can't get over it. It's a lot. We're running a small grocery store is really truly what's going on over at Beverly Bootstraps. And it's alarming. And we're all trying to, as an organization, figure out how do we keep doing this work and supporting the folks in our community and a couple of the surrounding communities, to make sure they're not going to bed hungry and to make sure that their housing is secure, that they don't end up unhoused. And it's hard work right now.
That's Beverly Bootstraps Executive Director Sue Gabriel updating the Beverly City Council last night. Later in North Shore Today Extra, we'll feature the discussion with City Councilors and Gabriel at the meeting that can also be viewed on BevCam. The Open Doors Empty Bowl Circus fundraiser will be April 24 at Cruiseport, Gloucester. The Gloucester Times reports the event will feature performers from Seaside Circus Cape Ann and hundreds of one-of-a-kind soup bowls painted by Cape Ann residents and schoolchildren. The event will also feature a week-long silent auction. A 21-year-old Peabody man was arrested for sending obscene material to minors, and he was also charged with other counts. A report in today's Salem News indicates that Milford and Peabody police arrested Philip Cassie Jr. at his home in Peabody just 72 hours after police got a tip from parents. The process began after Milford police began to investigate the dissemination of obscene material to minors in that town. Peabody is looking at making changes to Lower Linfield Street near Goodwin Circle in Lynn and Linfield. The Daily Item is reporting that Peabody Councilor-at-Large Thomas Rosignol introduced a motion saying that Casco Road has become a safety concern and it has caused havoc and bottlenecks. In Newburyport, two 145-year-old homes on Spofford Street that were facing demolition have received a one-year reprieve from the Historical Commission. Jim Sullivan writes in today's Daily News that the commission's vice chair, Bill Baus, called the homes an important historical resource located at the gateway to the city. Bill Newell on sports next, followed by North Shore Today Extra with more on Beverly Bootstraps.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox lost to the Guardians again last night. Here's baseball insider Andy Carbone. Andy?
It was ugly at Fenway. It got interesting for a while, but then it just got ridiculous, to be honest with you. They lose 10-7 in 11 innings to the Guardians. Sox were down 5-1 at this game going into the sixth inning. Then they went ahead 6-5. But then the bullpen came in for the ninth. Kenley Jansen blew the save, giving up a run. And the bullpen gave up another run in the 10th. Three more in the 11th. Garrett Whitlock, he was the starter last night. Went four innings, but he left with an oblique injury. Then Rafael Devers left the game after the seventh inning with knee soreness. So tonight on Jersey Street, Sox will get back to the win column, taking on the Guardians at 7-10 with Tanner Houck on the hill. Sox find themselves now at 9-9 on the season, in last place in the AL East, three games behind the first place Yankees.
Thanks, Andy. The Bruins lost to the Senators last night, 3-1. Boston Bruin, Brad Marchand.
Game's done and over with, regardless how it went, how we played in any of the periods. You know, come playoff time, so much excitement and adrenaline, and guys are so dialed in that it would have been nice if we played better tonight, but at the end of the day, you know, we have all week to prepare, and, you know, we'll be excited to get going.
The Celtics will begin their postseason later this week. We have a post up on our website with all the scores from Tuesday's sporting events around the North Shore. In high school baseball yesterday, Salem shut out Peabody 3-0 behind the pitching of Riley Fenerty, who likes working from the stretch this season.
I do. You know, it was something I worked with last year where I felt like I just wasn't getting good at the windup, and so I made a switch to the stretch as my delivery, and I think it's been working. Last year was pretty good, and this year off to a good start too. So,
does it help with location, or more just a little bit of extra oomph there?
I think just maybe a little extra oomph and just better flow with my body. I feel like my delivery is just more consistent, and I'm staying on track a lot when I'm throwing. So,
it looks super efficient.
That's what it looks like. Thank you.
Salem pitcher Riley Fenerty, Salem High baseball coach Matt Hubauer, on this year's team compared to last year's league championship team.
Very similar. Honestly, we may have lost Doyle at the bat, but Rocco stepped up big time. Giannis stepped up big time. Shea's a sophomore. He's a two-hole hitter. I just put him into two this time around. He stepped up big. So We had seven returning guys. We didn't lose any pitching. We lost one core bat, and we just replaced that with good defensive work, good base running, and everything else that falls into it.
And as for Peabody coach Mark Betancourt, the game was tight, 1-0 until the top of the seventh inning, but he is hoping to get more out of his team down the road.
Oh, we have to do a better job of being into the game. You know, there's a lot of times you rely on your team to motivate you, to spark you. We've got a way to find a way to spark ourselves, to get us into the game early. We kind of show up and just play baseball instead of being excited to be here and play baseball. And you know, we're going to work on that. Like you said, offensively, we're putting the ball in play. We're just not finding the holes, or we're not hitting the ball. You know, we're not squaring the ball up. But you know, we get Danvers on Thursday. That's a big game for us. You know, Cam's on the mound, so it's a game that we expect to be in, and hopefully get back in our winning ways.
Peabody baseball coach Mark Betancourt. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Stay tuned next for North Shore Today Extra with the topic, Beverly Bootstraps.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
This is North Shore Today Extra, and today we're featuring the exchange among Beverly City Councilors and Sue Gabriel, the Executive Director of Beverly Bootstraps, held at last night's City Council meeting in her presentation to the City Council. So a little back and forth here. It's just about 6 minutes long, and this again, Sue Gabriel with the Beverly City Council last night.
Thank you very much, Ms. Gabriel. Councilors, are there questions or comments for Ms. Gabriel? Councilor Rotundo.
It's just more as a statement. I want to thank you for all the good work. I know I've called you many, many times, especially with Apple Village residents. I know you've gone above and beyond, unfortunately, to not, you're trying to get up there, but unfortunately, some of our residents up there just weren't well into embrace. But you do go up there with your mobile food mart. I know a lot of residents go down to get food down at the Bootstraps. So I do want to tell you, thank you for all the work you do, especially up there, because like I said, I recognize it. I know when I get phone calls from residents who are struggling with assistance, rental assistance, and they're not sure, I send them your way, and you're always there to help them and at least get them into the right area. So thank you.
Councilor Bowen.
There we go. I just also wanted to add my thanks and thanks as well for your collaboration with the city and with other groups across the city. I think being able to identify where there are needs and help fill them and figure out who can fill them is as valuable as the services each organization is able to provide, because it covers more. And so my only question is just if you're seeing any other gaps. Obviously, there are greater needs for the services that you're providing, but are there other gaps around the city that we should be thinking about, other types of services folks are looking for that currently you're falling through the cracks?
Affordable or market rate. The supply is not there for the demand. And so I think until that starts to right itself, we're just going to see these enormous rents. And that's really what's putting so much pressure on. So, I think about zoning and things like that that just allow for more thoughtful housing. Like, we don't, we all know we don't want to have crazy housing, but more thoughtful housing, that's just would be helpful in this whole big scheme of what the pressure is. And anytime we can encourage, employers to be in the area, that's really great. But we have to be able to get the folks who want to work there housed and so that they can be here to work. So it's this whole big cyclical thing. So. And we love to collaborate because we get tired. We're so happy we have partners.
Other questions or comments for Ms. Gabriel from the council? Ms. Gabriel, I just have one. I wondered if you could just talk briefly about the food locker program. I think that might be it's a newer program for Bootstraps, but maybe new to some of us up here. And I wondered if you wanted to talk a little bit about
I'd love to. Thanks for the prompt.
Thank you.
So about a year ago, we installed and actually launched a food locker program. So it would be something like you might see at Whole Foods. It's in a parking lot downtown. We actually don't usually put the actual location out because it's part of the dignity for people to use it. And they are temperature controlled, which means they don't get overly cold in the winter, and we can actually keep things cool in the summer. And so we've been serving people this way for about a year. They go on to an app, and they order their food, and then they drive up. They get a code. They just can pop it in, and the locker pops open. They can take their groceries and go. And we actually got a grant from the state, and we are putting a second locker system onto our own property. And in an attempt to, number one, give more access to food at strange hours, if someone can't get to our food pantry. And secondly, we're kind of hoping that a few people who are using our pantry might actually gravitate towards this program, because it's actually getting challenging to have the number of people coming through our food pantry when it's open. So we're excited. We've been sold out just on a very regular basis.
Thank you.
Sure.
I see Councillor Feldman's hand, so Councillor Feldman, we'll go to you. Oh, your microphone, please, Councillor. Thank you.
Okay. One comment and thanks of thanks is that not only I've been involved with both scouts and with our church that we've and our PTO have done drives before for Bootstraps, and I really just want to commend Bootstraps and your staff, Deb especially, in terms of not only are you serving the community that you're serving, but I have now been through a couple of lovely tours where the kids that have done the work to collect things have gone through the facility and had everything explained to them. And it really, I think it's educating our whole community on the needs, not just those that need the services. And I think that is a really valuable addition. And I'm just so proud that you're in Beverly, because, and you're both, you and Deb are both Ward 5 residents, so I'm especially proud. And so I just wanted to thank you for that aspect of things, because it's not just dropping things off. It was a thoughtful approach to showing my sons that had done the drop-off, like the facility and how it works for a family that would need to use the grocery store. And it is a grocery store. I mean, that's really impressive. So anyone that wants to do a drive, you'll get a tour too. So.
Thank you. Yeah, and you're right. That's a little bit new. We tried to add that capacity because we do think it's really important that people understand how important it is to donate and give, and that collectively we're all responsible for each other. And that's one great way to start to help, particularly the kids, understand. And Deb is amazing. Our entire staff is amazing, but Deb's incredible in that position, no question.
Sue Gabriel, Executive Director of Beverly Bootstraps, at last night's Beverly City Council meeting. The entire Beverly City Council meeting and this presentation can be viewed on BevCam.